We're sponsored by the Keepersall family of wines, available at K.E. Cellars, Tyler's Old World Style Boutique Winery, in the French Quarter on South Broadway, across from the mall near Lindale on Highway 69, about a half mile south of I-20, and in neighborhood Brookshire stores all over East Texas. Warren Buffett is an enormously powerful man. He has a personal net worth of approximately $53 billion, making him one of the richest men in the world. As chairman of Berkshire Hathaway Incorporated, he controls an empire with annual revenues in excess of $143 billion through the ownership of household name companies such as Geico, Dairy Queen, Benjamin Moore Paints, Fruit of the Loom, and about a dozen others. When Warren Buffett opens his mouth and speaks, presidents and congressmen and business titans and world potentates listen. A passing remark from Buffett can make a company's stock either take off or tank, depending on what he says. Yet, for all of his clout, Warren Buffett has no power over me and no power over you that you or I don't freely give him. In my case, I don't give him very much. I don't buy my insurance from Geico, nor do I get my fast food fix at Dairy Queen. When I repainted my house a few years ago, I used Bear paint, not Benjamin Moore. You probably don't want to know, but I'm going to tell you anyway, I'm not wearing Fruit of the Looms. And Warren Buffett can't make me. That's because for every business that Warren Buffett owns, he faces competitors. Any transactions that you or I have with a Berkshire Hathaway-owned company, from buying a DQ Blizzard to shipping auto parts via the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad, is the result of a voluntary exchange. Warren Buffett cannot compel anyone to do business with him. Government, on the other hand, can compel and does. As it pertains to settling your taxes or getting a building permit, you can't take your business elsewhere. Government's power is absolute. And we all know the quote, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Get a letter from Geico about buying auto insurance, you most likely throw it away. But get a letter from the IRS, and the room spins, while all around you enter suspended animation and your own breathing stops. What puzzles me is that there's not a big government liberal that I know that doesn't identify with the fear of the IRS. Every liberal I know tells the same stories that I tell about frustrations experienced in registering a car or renewing a driver's license. Yet these very same people with these very same real-world experiences with government will nevertheless support, with blind faith, just about any government program so long as the intentions of the program are sufficiently lofty. Among liberals, there never seems to be any connection made between their lofty beliefs and the actual down and dirty experiences of obtaining a vital service from government. That it takes 20 minutes at a bank to open a checking account and obtain an ATM card because banks compete with one another, while because lacking competition, the Texas DPS can make you wait an hour and a half in line and then 4 to 6 weeks by your mailbox for your new driver's license, is utterly ignored by those on the left. Apparently, no consideration is ever given to the idea that with respect to obtaining health care, as just one example, the driver's license experience is much more likely to pertain than the banking experience. It boils down to who holds the cards. If it's between you and the free market, you hold the cards. If it's between you and the government holds the cards. When you and millions like you and me hold the cards, power is dispersed. When government holds the cards, power is concentrated. And concentrated power will be abused. See IRS scandal. The founders knew this. We would do well to be reminded. That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser, G-L-E-I-S-E-R. The Keepersall 2008 Syrah. What a wonderful red wine. If you say you're not a red wine drinker, I say, hey, not so fast. Do yourself the favor of trying the Keepersall 2008 Syrah and then decide whether or not you're a red wine drinker then. Compared to Cabernet, for example, this Syrah is a bit less tannic and a bit more accessible. It's smooth, very nice finish, and it goes well with meat or chicken or even fish. It also goes well with nice conversation with your spouse or with friends in the evening after work. You need not take my word for this. You can can try the Key Purcell 2008 Syrah for yourself when you visit KE Cellars. Tell them I sent you. The nominal $1 tasting fee goes on my tab. And enjoy Key Purcell wines knowing that they're a product of a family-owned business that lives, works, and invests right here in East Texas. Key Purcell Wines. You find them at KE Cellars, Tyler's Old World Style Boutique Winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall, near Lindale on Highway 69, about a half mile south of I-20, and now in neighborhood Brookshire stores all over East Texas.